YGAN aims to support LGBTQ+ problem gamblers. A recent study found that members of the LGBTQ+ community are at greater risk of gambling harm, and in response, YGAN has started to produce more content specifically aimed at the community. Young Gamblers Education Trust, YGAM, is a charity which works to combat gambling harm and aid at-risk players, has added new material to its seminars on evidence-based harm reduction that explores the relationship between gambling problems and the LGBTQ+ population. Appropriately, its first session was delivered during Pride Month. The study was conducted by Bournemouth University, and it found that 53% of the community said that they regularly use at least 3 gambling accounts, and close to half, 49%, said that they feel bad after playing. Furthermore, the study showed that 77% of LGBTQ+ people would be willing to seek assistance if they felt it was necessary. It was also found that a number of mental health issues that are linked to the negative effects of gambling are more common in the LGBTQ+ population. The study also noted that 71% of LGBTQ+ people have suffered from discrimination and harassment because of their identity, and there was evidence that for some, gaming may be a way of coping. Following the study, Dr. Reese Bush Evans from the Gambling Research Group at Bournemouth University and YGAM have agreed to work together to grow the portfolio of educational programs to ensure that they are appropriately targeted. Quote, "The findings of this new research are concerning, and we hope our resources will help safeguard young people within the LGBTQ+ community. Our training equips delegates with the knowledge, understanding, and confidence to lead safeguarding conversations, identify signs of harm, and signpost to the support available." Kyle Riding, YGAM Head of Programs, Dr. Reese Bush Evans, of the Gambling Research Group at Bournemouth University, added, "Many LGBTQ+ people we have interviewed say that they have experienced losing control over their gambling at some point in their life. Prevention is important, which is why it is crucial to raise awareness and deliver education to our younger generations."